It's Full Coverage with your host,
Manny Mue.
Mara Lee, we got a special guest today.
Hi, guys. It's Tana.
The one and only.
Hey. The one and only. Not even in a positive way. Just the one and only.
The notorious B.I.G.
Oh, my God.
I'm dead. Wait, so, okay, we were wondering, like, how do you say your last name?
Name. Yes, first of all, how do you say your name?
Okay, ready? Mojo.
Mojo.
Mojo. So Mojo. People are like, she says Mojo, but I'm like, I think it's a jo.
It's a jo, but I let the jo slide. It's, you know, life's too short Mojo. For me to be.
So I Googled it before French. We came here, because I'm like, someone said it right online, and there's a compilation of massive YouTubers, and every single one of them say your last name completely different.
That's so
and
insane.
And I was like, great.
Me.
This is very helpful for
like,
me.
Like, I hope one day when I get married, their last name is just like Smith.
Lee.
It's like, it would just be something so easy.
I would just be stoked.
What's it? Is that like French? It sounds French.
It's French, yeah.
Mojo.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That makes not so much
knowing.
Sense.
Not me knowing.
No, you know your French things.
Manny swears he speaks French now.
Maybe like I'm trilingual. And right. I can't even speak Spanish.
Super hot. Put it on like your Hinge profile.
No, I'm going to put on my Hinge and my Tinder.
Absolutely.
And Raya.
Are you on Hinge?
I'm on Hinge.
Hinge is fun.
It's good. It's actually the best of all the like ones I've tried.
Okay.
Hinge has been the most best.
I think it is so the best. I'm taken now, and this is fucked up to say. If you're my boyfriend watching this, please. But I miss it. Not Bim.
No, not that way.
Not him. We'll like, just block him.
Like, not of the dating aspect, but it's like a game. Hinge is so funny, too, because, like, the voice memos
yes,
and shit
the videos
on there.
That you can upload videos on it, too.
Yeah, like, it's just, I love cringing at these men. Like, it's so fucking
horrific.
But it's like... Yeah. I don't know. I feel like, you know what's hard? I feel with online dating though, I feel like I get into like a routine of like, I'm just constantly swiping that I'm not like really paying attention to someone that I want to like
Absolutely.
Talk to that much. Cause I'm like, oh, well, there's another
swipe.
There's
so much out there.
100%.
There's another swipe coming.
Exactly. They have to be so fucking special to make it out the app. Otherwise, you're an NPC.
100%.
You know what I mean?
You're an NFT.
Yeah.
You're not even real.
It didn't even happen, babe. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, but before we even start on, like, because we have tons of questions we want to ask you, we always like to do, like, a peek and pit, like, of our week, of, like, something that was, like, dope as fuck that you really liked or something coming up and something that was, like, shit that you, like, couldn't stand.
Okay, okay.
So we like to do that. Start. I'll start. Okay, my peek. I wrote it down because, you know, I can't remember things to say in my
life.
I'll
do my pit.
You started, then you started with it.
My pit. So on my car this week, which I keep being told my tires are bald, and I'm like, not my problem.
Bald? Like, they need a new, like, bald. Lace front? Like, what does that mean?
That's my point. I'm like, and they're still going, so I don't understand the point. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, let's see about getting new tires, and they're $5,000.
That's awful.
That's a Chanel.
That's a cute one.
Chanel. Light that's a pink quilted one.
Whole moment.
That's a Chanel. Himalayan.
That's awful. That's a pit, honey, for sure.
That's a pit.
$5,000? Yeah. Okay. In the I would tank. Say... I'm gonna go with pit thing. Well, I'll do pits first.
All right.
My pit is, so last night I went out to watch the Super Bowl in WeHo, and I've never like watched a sport in WeHo. And I'm like, I didn't even know the bars like played sports. Like, I had no idea.
I didn't care.
No, but they were really going for Rihanna. Yeah, like, let's be honest. Like, that's true. Yeah, that's true. So I was like living the fantasy because I was in like this like crop top baseball tee.
Love.
And I'm like self tanned right now, so I feel like my cutest. That bitch. I feel like I'm that girl. And I got hit on, like, I'm not kidding, like 10 times, by the way. So that's like cool.
And he didn't take one number.
But
that's
my pit. Is that there was this one guy specifically, a short king. I'm not usually really into short guys, by the way. Like, I'm not.
That was
usually,
my New Year's resolution.
Was no short kings? Guys?
No short kings. No,
no
more.
Short kings.
Oh,
no
you were
more.
Into short kings.
Not by choice.
It's just how it is for all of us.
A man, we call a man under 6 foot our friend. That is
That's good.
They were choosing you.
But this friends. Short king was, and I'm this, just kidding. Okay. That's just a joke. You
by the way,
short.
This short king was like 5'5".
Oh.
Like, I'm talking like
miniature
short
king.
Tea.
Okay, but how
like,
Lori,
he's shorter than you.
No, I'm
okay,
leaving.
You guys, dead ass. He was so stunning that I was like, you might change my mind.
Yeah.
Like, I was spooked. Like, okay. he was like this older guy, like, full, like, facial hair, just, like, really stunning. And he was walking past me, and he's like, hey, I think your shirt's really cute. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. Like, I think your beard's really cute. Like, and we, like, started exchanging these pleasantries, if you will. And I was like, hey, because I think you're cute, too. And he's like, thank you so much. And so he had, like, walked past me. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to remember to, like, come up to him again and, like, get his number or something. Like, I'm going to do something after. Yeah. And so he walked past me again, and he, like, slapped my ass. And I was like,
oh, he wanted it.
He wanted it.
And I'm like, and you're like a short king, but like a daddy too. Like, I was
like hot energy.
It's like, okay, but like, imagine like topping me. Like, it's going to be like a Chihuahua and a Great Dane.
Kind of hot.
Like, it's kind of, I'm kind of into
something.
It. Like, should we record?
It could
like,
be something.
I'm
a little
down.
Role reversal.
Like a little, a little role reversal. So I'm like, okay, I'm down. So then he ended up disappearing into the crowd because he's shorter. And I'm like, I can't see you. And then a sea of men. Like, I couldn't see him. So I ended up leaving the night without getting his number or anything. So I was like really bummed about that. So that's my pit.
Devastated.
Do you remember like Craigslist misconnection?
I sure fucking do. Like, my goal was to be a misconnection.
That's literally, I think, the same. I think it's because I'm just such a life romanticizer. Like, I hope at some point I'm someone's Craigslist.
You give me Pam Anderson energy.
I do oh, for you sure. Do.
Honestly,
the Baywatch photo shoot with Harry. Like,
and
that was
you
giving.
Just like, you love love.
Yeah. I love,
you love, yeah. love.
I just watched the Pamela documentary and obsessed. The way she talks about marriage, I was like, oh,
that's you.
Like, she just like me for real.
That's you.
Like, for real, for
like,
real.
She's like, who cares? Didn't work out. Let me do it again. I can't even. I got to meet her.
No.
And I had an actual, I don't like, that would be in my top five. Like, she's one of my idols. Like, I was freaking out and she's still just like the same, like,
same girl,
iconic, just same energy. And I was like, you're my God. Like,
she is.
No, I'm like she Walmart is. Great value. Not no, even. Not no. even.
You're
like,
the wish.
She's like, no. she is
the wish.
An
the
icon.
Wish.
Yeah,
the wish. You're the wish. She no, not at all. No.
I don't know if she and jokes are appropriate anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I just.
Totally, totally.
Still making them though. Okay, so now do I do a pit?
Now you do a pit. Like, what was it? Something that like fucking pissed you off? You're just like, motherfucker.
Yes, honestly, I had a really great week and life is good overall. So I'm not actually complaining about anything. But yesterday I had a Rihanna viewing party, if you will.
Okay.
And I had a bunch of my friends over and we're all just chilling. It's like, it's giving kickback energy. You know, it's giving like
chill.
My friends, my close friends. A couple people brought some people that I didn't know. But other than that, like wholesome, we're all like around the couch. You know what I mean? Chilling, vibing. And the Super Bowl is coming to an end. And I look in my entryway and like 8, 9, 10 people just walking through my front door.
Nope,
right?
Nope.
Immediately, no. Immediately no. And when I tell you these people were, they were prehistoric. They were 45 plus. No.
You're joking. No,
I'm not joking. And I was like, okay, cool. This, you know, no what's going on here? Period. You know what I mean? We're not, yeah, this isn't like an H&R Block tax right, meeting. Totally, like, what's going totally. On here? Like, I'm just, you know, and they just walk in my house and they're like, we're the neighbors. And it's like, okay, congratulations and all. But it's like, I don't. Like, fuck with that. I'm a very paranoid individual.
Totally.
Like, I just don't like people in my house that I don't know. And it was, it wasn't a doorbell ring. It wasn't a bringing over an hors d'oeuvre. They're like, we're having a party too. I'm like, so go do
so
it.
So get the
you know what I mean? Have fun.
And it was just, it was so strange. And like, we're the neighbors. And I was like, okay, cool. But like, hey, like, what's up? Like, you just walked in my house and you're like, vibing. And they're like looking around, like scoping out in a weird way. And like, I'm so very weird. Gut instinct type of energy.
Yeah, absolutely
like, not. Immediately just like, you know what I mean? Gut instinct. I'm like, I don't like this. I want them to leave. You know what I mean? So I'm like, hey, we're all wrapping up here. Like people are starting to order their Ubers. It's really nice to meet you guys. Like, seems like you're having a lit function directly right. across
next,
the street. And they're definitely on like Molly or something.
Yeah. It's, sure.
giving, it's giving jaw over there. Like
they're
scary
never
moment.
Leaving.
And one of the women with them looks at us and she goes, great acting. I see you guys over there like plotting for us to leave. Like whatever. I'm like, so you just came
to
in my
bring
house.
That up, I would literally.
I would, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I was like, take the fucking hint. You know what I mean? Hour later, they come back cussing us out, trying to fight us. Like, someone from your fucking house hit our fucking car, blah, blah, blah. And this bitch would have beat my ass. That's the thing. There, it's one thing when it's someone you can take. You know what
for
I mean?
Sure.
There's sitting no there way like, I can take.
And they walk back in. They're
but
in my foyer.
5'10".
They're in my foyer. You know, they're not outside. They didn't ring the doorbell. They're in my house. I'm like, can we do this outside? And they're like, all right, sure. Like, press. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Calling us cunts, like, in our face, freaking out. I'm like, girl, I don't even drive. I'm not even allowed on the road for my own safety, your safety, like no one here did that. Everyone here Ubered, whatever. Like we had to call the police. It was a whole thing.
No,
so that was
last night.
Yes, this was last night.
How are you here right now acting like you're normal? I would still be in cardiac arrest.
This is a normal Saturday for Tana.
That's very true.
I feel like I was scared, but it's
you know,
true.
I just feel like I attract situations like that sometimes, but it's crazy because we throw like crazy parties sometimes.
Right.
That was 100 fucking bajillion people in my house. So like chill Super Bowl, like chicken dip on the counter in.
Yes. Celery sticks.
There was a veggie tray. there was a veggie tray.
Yes.
I was not expecting it to be the time that someone wanted to WWE SmackDown.
It had to go out that way.
So I think that was like, well, honestly, it was funny. It wasn't like a real pit, but I was just like, what's going on?
But like, that's like a moment.
It was a moment.
If someone was in my house, I'd be like, get the fuck out of my house.
It was so scary. There were so many of them, and they had like their backup, like Sim character, other old people in the street, like waiting
to reset.
Running, like green fucking diamond above their head.
Wait, so they still live next to you? They're still your fucking neighbor now?
I guess, but I don't know. I've met the people who, like, I thought lived there. I don't know what's going on over there.
I'm spooked.
That's a clusterfuck.
Retirement home ex Molly moment.
Yes.
I'm just gonna.
They're all naked in the house.
For sure.
Immediately all naked.
And not the like fun, cute kind.
No. Not the like fun ones in the hills. Like it's the shitty ones.
It's really scary. I don't know what happened.
It's giving
I'm
LA.
Soon, though.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. So okay. I'm excited to.
You're like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Still in LA?
Yeah.
Okay. TTT.
Yeah. Have to.
No, same. I mean, I can't. Like, I feel like I can never leave.
Oh, never.
Wait, what's your pit now?
Peak. My niece, she's so funny. She called me yesterday because she's got a hot new guy she's talking to because she moved off to college.
She's 19. She's like a sweet little girl.
Yeah, she's
I
a
see
sweet
what you
angel.
Do with her and it's awesome.
Thank you so much. Like, thank you so much.
I think I've cried at a few videos.
Stop.
Like, no, it sincerely is like super because that's not necessarily the way you maybe thought things were going to go in
definitely
life and to
not.
Pick that up and just have that positive energy and extend everything you
thank you
have
so
going.
Much.
I just really respect you for that. But
that's so sweet. Thank you, Tana. I appreciate that a lot. She called me. She's like off in college now, which I low key, like we do argue a lot, me and her, because we're like, she's like a teenager and I'm like trying to do my shit. And she's like being a dumbass sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we argue like sisters sometimes. Mm. But anyway, she's like off in college now. And so she called me yesterday and she's like, I got a Valentine. She's kind of like shy with guys. She's, a little more on the shower guy. So shyer side. But there's a really cute guy that she's been talked to, asked to be a Valentine. She's just so cute. She's like, what should I get him? And like telling me every detail of
it's
every
so cute.
Day.
Like that first.
I know.
That boy that you like really like.
She's so funny though, because she's like, oh my God, like we just been talking. He just asked me like on an official date or whatever for Valentine's. And then she's like, I like, because she's 19. She's like, I love him so much. Like, I like
you're
him.
You're like, oh, no. I go. You're like, I've seen this film before.
I would go, you know what? I said, it's good to get your feelings hurt sometimes because that's just a part of life.
Like, it really is. It really
you
is.
You gotta preface it because like, you can't like build up that high.
I was like, you know
she's
what?
Gonna crash.
It's good to get your feelings hurt sometimes.
Yeah. And we all have that 19 absolutely. Years old. The world is ending.
Absolutely.
Heartbreak. And I think it shapes you as a person.
It does. Absolutely. That's why I'm like, good. Go be in love with him and let him wreck your heart. It's absolutely. Part of life.
100%. Because you can always just tell when you've met someone and they've never had their heart broken, really. Yep. Or they've never they're been green. Punched in the face. Yep. They've never been told to shut the fuck up.
Yep. I've never been punched in the face.
Like, but you don't give that energy. But you don't give that energy. There's a certain type of energy.
I've had all the psychotics. I've had all day really? A lot of the psychopaths.
Me too. I attract
it's
them.
Good for you.
Like it really it is. That's what I'm saying.
To build character.
I'm in my healed era now. Yes. And it, you know what I mean? I know what not
Tana,
to do.
Tana, you're like 21 and you're like, I'm already era. Done everything and I'm in my healing stage.
I wish I was 21. I'll take I that
too.
Shit.
I do too.
Yeah, I know. I probably have a lot more coming. I just feel like I've been through 80 years of this shit.
Do you have? Because lives. this was like months ago. We were talking about you. I don't remember why, but we were just mentioning you, maybe because I saw you at Coachella or something. Anyways.
Yeah. Ooh, did you?
I did. You want to know what's so funny? I'm trailing. Oh, yes.
You're right,
Coachella,
we did. I remember.
I see you. We're all a little litty titty. And I give you
gone.
A hug.
Gone
bitch, I pour half my drink out down the front of your outfit. And you literally, I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm so sorry. Because I went to hug you and I like poured my drink out at the same time. And you go, I'm not mad. Honestly, if I was going to be mad at this, I shouldn't even be at Coachella right now.
Wow.
Yes, like, it was very sweet. I remember that.
She had her shit together. Yes. No one was home. That's all I noticed. No one
was home.
I don't know. That wasn't Tana. That was Tina. Like,
yes.
Tina
was giving Coachella. Tana, because if I did that to someone in the beauty community, I would never hear the fucking end of it.
Right. She's just like, get a damn grip.
Why are you it's at Coachella if you can't get alcohol on you? You
it's
know what
Coachella.
I mean?
It's if, Coachella. If all you're getting on you is alcohol, you had a decent time.
It could be much worse. Coachella.
Did you guys how many Coachellas have you guys been to?
We've been to a lot.
I think
six.
Six.
Yeah. Was there something in the air about this last one where you were like, I could never do this again?
It was different. It was
like,
different.
It was more like
me and Manny went through something.
We went through some trauma during this Coachella. Honestly, we usually go with like brands or we have these experiences with like other like things are happening. It's like always like a very nice experience. This time we went with YouTube and it was like, here's two artist passes, like have fun. So we just like kind of did our own thing.
Kinda
and we've never
lit.
Been able to do it. It was so fun.
We've never been able to do that.
Like, yeah. We're just like, oh, like we can literally do whatever we want. Like there's grand dinners, no nothing.
Yeah.
And so we went and it was like, this is a completely different experience. I'm like, Laura almost got stolen.
Oh, I stolen
in the car.
That happens at Coachella.
I'm like, Laura, like
does.
It was just
jump
like
in those random cars and give them a little cash. You know, you never know if you're coming back.
Absolutely it's ever. True. But it's like by that time, you're just like, get me the fuck out
honestly,
of here. I don't
it's
care.
Worth it. I'm like, I can fight this fucking man to get to my house.
Absolutely.
I can steal his car and get to my house. That is what Coachella does to you. It turns you into a feral
you're
animal.
Feral.
Absolutely. A feral rat animal. Yes. It's so crazy. You always leave the house. Like, I leave the house with my shit done. You know, I get my hair and makeup
stunning,
done. I have like bubble braids, one of the days of my life. By the end of the night, I just looked like sad, like really, really sad and dark. Like I just,
it was,
and
you're
taking photos with a lot of people too. I'm like, I think I said Facetune me to like 100 people by the end of Coachella. I take a photo and I just like, please, just smooth, just hit a little refine, just give me something.
Just swipe one time.
The add detail. Even.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Don't do it. Honestly, like are you going this year?
So that's the thing. I wrote it off for good. I was 100%. Like, I'm never going yet. I'm 85.
Same.
And then the bag showed up, you know? Right. The bag showed up. So
the bag is always knocking. The bag is always knocking.
Yeah, I really, so now, yes, I'm going to Coachella. But
it wasn't
I don't know
the plan
I'm,
originally.
I don't know if I'm cut out for it anymore, you know?
Just, we don't think we're cut I out don't, for it anymore.
Everything hurts. Like, everything. By the end of it, you're like, my big toe is throbbing. My elbow.
My toenails hurt.
Like, bruise. Like
everywhere. Oh, my God, your blister.
Blisters. I've never had blisters this big in my whole life.
Absolutely.
That's big.
Like, you need to start trying out shoes to wear
today.
Now.
Today.
Like, it's just, it's dark.
You know what people have been asking us? They've been asking us to do a Coachella guide. Like an episode dedicated to like the how to do Coachella like the right way.
I don't know yet. Like I don't know.
We don't know.
No, I don't
you
know
what's the funny right though? Way. I'm just thinking about the dichotomy of if you guys did that and if I did that. Like what our guys
so shockingly different.
All I know is you need a fuck ton of cash on you 100%. To get a ride anywhere.
Absolutely. To haggle so much cash.
So much cash. That's all I know. That's all I know that can help you out there.
Comfy shoes and just cash. A dream and a prayer.
And a prayer. Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
Because it's so like, we both nights didn't get home till I think like 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because that's just what Coachella is. And it takes off 10 years off your life every time.
One night, we came home, it's 4 a.m. I wore one of those metal outfits and I took it off. I'm stained head to toe in black and gray because the outfit was cheap.
Absolutely.
Like my whole body.
Whole body was
do you spray
stained.
Tan?
I don't.
Okay, good for you. Seriously, like, good for you. Oh, my ankles, everything by the end of it, the tan. Like, and when you wear that crazy shit and you have the tan, it's like, why do I have triangles like, all over? Like, oh yeah.
I tan. Like,
honestly,
I will.
Honestly, you're covered in so much dirt out there, you don't even need a tan.
Honestly,
it's like
I was just mixing the
just
dirt and the tan.
Like, the tan. It's a layer.
No, honestly, the Coachella is haunting.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
All
Okay, what's your peak? I'm sorry, we trailed.
We trailed. My peak, fuck, you're right. My peak is, we created a TikTok for full coverage.
We just created one.
Wait. Like, we finally
have a little account. We love a promo peak.
Maybe promo peak, period. We just made it because we're like, I feel like this year is going to be the year that we can like actually incorporate more like short form stuff because we've only been doing like the long form on YouTube audio. But I'm like, well, I feel like we should.
It's like a lot.
It's been a year now.
Yeah. I mean, we also just all came up in an industry where the main derivative of what was keeping you and your brand, your companies, everything alive was long form. And then it was like overnight short form.
I tell people this all the time, what you're saying, because you're one of the few who came up in the OG stage of like YouTube was the bread and butter. That's how you really made a name for yourself. You really became like infamous is having that good YouTube channel.
Yes. Absolutely. And now it's just like TikTok.
It is just literally. TikTok.
No, it's literally just TikTok. It's insane.
It's easier. It's just, it's like you got to rewire your brain a little.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
But I do love that AdSense check.
See, never had one.
Never had it. She can't even fucking relate. She began demonetizing.
I don't know how you hung out on YouTube so long without an AdSense check.
So until, I want to say it was like the Dobrik vlog era. Wasn't that kind of when everything switched to AdSense? Like right in the middle of when he was willing. I always like.
Oh, no. Yeah. Because he got demonetized like during the whole situation.
Yeah. Like I remember he was monetized. Until then, I was living, coasting, loving life, got an AdSense check, whatever. And then it was like.
Then it was like, you're going to get.
Absolutely. I've been trying lately, too, of my lately the videos I've been posting, censoring the whole thing, cutting so much out. Nope, still.
Really?
Still just demonetized as hell.
So it's just like your channel, like they're like, we're going to strike a
I think
period.
It's my literal, ever so literal name. So I'm praying for you guys on this episode.
If we get, we're going to comment in the comments. If we get demonetized from this, I'm going to scream. That's so funny. Yeah,
I'm going to call it's the real. CEO.
We're going to call
Susan.
The CIA.
Hey, yeah, Susan. CIA. And I thought we were friends, me and Susan.
Honestly.
I thought Susan. Was my girl. You know what
and
I mean?
Here we are.
And you thought wrong.
She can't even give you the pennies.
She's living lavish somewhere. Yeah. Not thinking
good for
about
her.
Yeah,
seriously. Honestly, I wish I could say
I would
same.
Like to be the CEO of YouTube. I'd fuck some shit TikTok. Up.
Oh my God. I could only imagine. I would rain hell.
Oh, absolutely. I would demonetize.
Rain hell.
Absolutely. I can think of a few people. I can think of a few.
I want you to be my list.
My scroll.
My scroll.
I love that about you guys that like we've all been around for a long time and just seen it all happen. Like
been a part of it happening.
We've all been through like
through
a
the rickets. The rickets.
The rickets. I love rickets. We've been through the rickets.
Rickets is something like our friend group says that now, rickety, because we saw you say it on something.
I said it on, not Surreal Life, on Reality House.
Oh,
with
okay.
Amari, we were like talking about it. And then Amari
brought it back.
Brought it to them and it became a thing.
Yes. Oh, I love rickety. I love calling some shit rickety.
It's such it's a good like, word it's to so describe good. Everything that's happening.
Like anything shitty, I'm like, oh, it's rickety.
Rickets.
It's rickets. Giving rickets. Like, so, I can't. I'm sorry.
Rickets is good, though. See, it's I've good. Always hit rickety, but I like rickets a lot.
Wait, what's your peak?
My peak.
Tell us something good.
I don't know. I mean, I've been on this 75 hard journey lately. Like
I got so many comments about that. What is going on with 75?
75 hard is like where you don't drink for 75 days. You eat a strict diet.
Wow.
You work out. You journal. You read. I am on my.
Oh my God.
What?
Journal and read?
Are you okay?
You
no. Not at all. Not at all. It's hard. You know what I mean? Mm. But I like the discipline of it all. So I just. I feel really great health-wise and work-wise right now. So that's kind of been my peak of life
How
lately.
Many days have you been doing it so far?
Like 20-something. I don't know. But I'm going full 75 and I might keep going. I'm a healthy girl. I am loving
love
it.
That. That's amazing. So you haven't drank anything in like 20 days?
Not at all. The Super Bowl was hard yesterday. That was the first day where I was like, oh my God, just give me a fucking beer.
That would be hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to Vegas later today. For anybody watching the video version, that's why I have Peppa Pig Crocs on. And
you're in chill vibes.
She's
you're
traveling.
In chill vibes.
She's traveling
today.
Yeah.
No, I love
you
know, that.
Do you actually want to know something so funny?
Yes.
I'm scared.
You were on a JetSuite flight back from Vegas.
Yep.
And I didn't know you were on this flight. And towards the very end of the flight, I saw your face and I wanted to say hi to you so bad. But I was like two seats behind you.
Like 2 weekends ago?
Yeah.
Bitch, what?
Oh my God, when we literally were in Vegas.
Why didn't you throw something at me?
I was cold sweating. Like, like holding back vomit, yeah, re-questioning my entire life.
You right
and
now?
You're sitting there with like Prada sunnies on.
That was me.
That was me.
That was definitely me.
Eating these bitches up. You're like, I don't know. Who are you with?
Daniel.
And you guys were just like, oh, ordering like a little, I think you ordered like a cranberry juice.
Sure did.
Like,
sure did.
I'm such a creepy stalker.
No, like this.
No, dead ass. And I was just like, she is so cute that I would humiliate my, I'd be like, hi.
Yeah, we were fucked up.
Really?
Were we not?
You guys were fucked up, 100%.
We were fucked up that morning? Well. Yes! We were in bad shape.
We literally got back into the rooms at 3 o'clock or something. And then you know that was like an
early flight. We were in bad shape. Mm-hmm. We would have been on the same level.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
So you had the Prada shades on.
And that's the thing. She's the type of bitch who I know can just pull it together. She looked cute. I looked like somebody's auntie.
Like, you look like
what, not in a good way.
Like what? Like the owls like throw up.
I want to know how I didn't see you.
I was like this.
Like head of like
with a fucking hoodie
that pulled the string, sunglasses sitting there like,
I'm shocked I didn't see you.
Feral. I honestly was so happy my seat was behind you. I was like, she can't see me like
that. You know what's funny is that I feel like I was even nervous because I remember at Coachella, I was like, okay, in the past, Hannah has been with us.
Rickety.
Yeah, rickety Rickets. With us Rickets. Specifically. Rickets. And I feel like people have said, they're like, why are you having Hannah on the podcast? Hasn't she talked shit about you guys before? And I'm like, listen.
Well, I also had to say, well, damn, if we didn't have guests on that talk shit about us, guess we wouldn't have any guests.
That's me. That's me.
I was like, who hasn't?
I actually was going to say something about that one thing that I really love about you guys, because I've never said anything, at least I think to my knowledge, who knows.
Period.
That was genuinely like
mean.
Like I was upset at you being mean, right, rooting for your downfall, whatever. I'm just a joke crack
right
type of human.
Right.
And I used to be way worse. I've learned to kind of zip it and fucking throw the key now.
Totally. But,
and so obviously during beauty dramageddon era, I just thought I had every joke in the world. I thought I was fucking like Dave Chappelle. Like I thought I was so fucking funny. Mm-hmm. And I made so many like crazy ass jokes about
100%.
A palette or you guys, whatever. But you've always seen me and just been like that, like laughed at it and been like funny, and we've always been friends, and I just like appreciate that in people.
Totally. So,
people clown me 24/7. If y'all clowned the shit out of me on this podcast,
clowned,
like
that's all we
if,
know.
I'm sorry, but the thing is, if the things that you said are gonna take me down, I can't be friends with anyone.
100%.
The shit that has been said about me out there by massive influencer, I'm like, do you think that was
and
bad
real
for
life
me?
Beef? Real life beef is real. You know, if you're coming for me
sure,
for my money, or you're exposing me, or you have malicious intent. Okay, bet we're really fighting. But like,
totally,
people have just made jokes about all the fucking embarrassing or awful shit I've done, or like whatever. Like, if I see those people, I'm always like, what's up? You're funny for that. That's what this is.
Totally.
We are in a pop culture world. Mm-hmm. It's so camp.
It's camp.
And honestly, it's what keeps our lights on.
It's also
people fucking talking
like
about us.
It's shocking that Tana made jokes about, you know what I mean?
Because like, it wasn't malicious at all. Because I even remember like during that time, I was like, it wasn't anything like bad.
So many bad videos. People were just like wrecked
They've
it so hard.
Worse.
I'm like, y'all think that was the one that got me good? Like
it wasn't.
Yeah, no. And you guys also, out of all of the beauty community, have been the most genuine, nice, like least problematic people.
Thank
like
you.
Like That's every cute. Time I see you, we're dying fucking laughing. Every time I see you, you are cackling. Literally so kind, like I just we got bigger fish to fry out there in that
thing.
Beauty
See,
industry.
That's the thing for me. You know, like, let me pick my battles because this just isn't a battle for me. I'm
all.
Sorry,
because we both just see each other and be like, this literally, like, what? Hey,
well, the internet always takes things really, really, really deep. You know what I mean?
Yes, totally.
Nothing.
They take it like they take it harder, and then like it's weird because I think because we all like literally been doing this for so long, it's so especially in the beginning, at least for me, like it was easy to like kind of be influenced by what people were saying. Because I'm like, oh wait, like, am I being shitty? Like, am I being horrible? Am I X, Y, and Z? When it's like, I know I wasn't being in something, but I'm like, damn, you guys really thought made me think that I was crazy.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And it's hard not to be like that, but it wasn't actually a big deal.
It wasn't a big deal.
Same with situations that happened. I'm like, that wasn't that big of a deal. So I don't know why like 100%. Y'all turned that into something crazy.
Shit that just like felt like the end of the world. So
was in real life a blip.
I've definitely like, you guys are way more clear than me. I've done some awful shit where people needed to tell me I was fucking awful, and I was fucking awful, and I sat back. But like with y'all, it's like, it's makeup.
It's, girl.
Like, it's just ever, and ever being so crazy. So I actually just the other day, might be a little problematic to say, watched the Tati, like goodbye sister video.
Uh-huh. And have you guys trending again?
Have you seen the TikTok audio of it trending? Like at my birthday dinner and people like dancing. Yes. And I was like, all this over some damn gummies. I'm not sitting here James Charles defender. I'm just sitting here thinking like
realistically.
It is crazy when you think back, especially like because of hindsight's 2020. When you look back at like a lot of like the big dramas that happened, the catalyst was so small.
Yeah.
And it turned into something so big because nothing was like really happening at the time.
If nothing's happening, like the perfect storm. Whatever the perfect storm is, it's happening. They're going to blow it up 100%. To like New York
also,
Post.
The beauty community is notorious. Especially in the beginning for like being very like
in the beginning.
No, but like being prim and proper.
They're pretty accurate.
No, 100%. But like the way that the beauty community looks from the outside looking in, it's like, wow, what a like pretty industry.
In the beginning, it was prim and proper.
It was prim and proper.
So
very like
anything bad happened, it was like, oh my god.
But in reality, I would say it's so much more cutthroat because there's a lot of money in the beauty industry.
That's the problem with beauty.
Like I'm not gonna beef with anyone over like a Blue Chew brand deal. You know what I mean? Like, but like bitches are out here getting their knives out for some L'Oreal campaigns. You know, it's
okay, Tana, you're not like in beauty, but you know everyone in beauty and like you know, like looking at beauty, is it not fucking horrible? Like
I have seen,
it's crazy
behind the scenes, the things I've heard people say in the beauty industry about followers and fame and just other people, I would probably say is the most cutthroat, backstabbing, harsh, dark community in the influencer niche spaces.
Mm-hmm. And this is for coming from someone who's like
a
getting
psychopath.
Someone who's like actually seen it all.
Who has seen it all.
Seen all the industries. Like, you have friends and everything.
And you're not just like in beauty. Like you are an outsider looking in and you know everyone in it. You know? So this is like an honest.
I remember those times, you know, in the YouTube Club days where I just like, oh my God.
Like these bitches are wild.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I like, it's funny because even looking back, I feel like the beauty industry was so intense for so long, and now it's gone to a point where now it's like a little bit eased up, and it's more so like on TikTok.
TikTok,
whereas like the YouTube
people,
like OG people, like we're all like low key chilling.
100%.
Well, we've gotten like, our asses chilling. Beat around That's the why. Block like 15 times, so they're just kind of like
we just matured and we've gotten older, and we're like, okay, like this is not that important. Like who 100%. Fucking cares?
I can't wait till the day that I'm just out of this industry though, and I can just write like a tell all book and then run to like a
girl.
I thought about the same.
You guys want to do it too?
About writing
you know?
A tell all
because there's so much shit that if you were to say it now, people would be actively trying to ruin your life.
It's not,
but
I can't
see,
that's
wait
the problem.
To
it's
be
not time, but the time
but
is going to come.
Imagine the things that we've experienced. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Oh, the time's coming.
it's one day. I can't wait.
Because
oh,
one
it's
day,
our books?
I'm going to have the fuck you money.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And then it's going to just rip.
Well, I can't wait. I can't wait.
I have honestly excited
so
for it.
The people, I just feel like if you look at me and my brand, you look at the shit I say online, imagine the shit I can't say and I don't say and I haven't said. Like, oh.
It's going to be so good. Well, I'll be the first one to buy your book, so.
I'll send it to you.
Oh, yeah, I would like accurate, it as well.
Accurate.
Where you're like, uh-huh,
right.
Uh-huh,
yep,
uh-huh.
Yep.
So good.
Seriously. I feel like low-key, like in the last couple years, like I feel like we've both noticed too when we were talking about doing this episode, like that you've changed like and
we're
grown
like,
a lot.
2023, 2022, Tana's starting to make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So
starting
much.
To make a lot of sense.
I mean, the bar was low, so maybe sense might just be like
it was the crust
level
of the earth.
Absolutely.
I'm like, suddenly what Tana's saying makes a lot
of
sense.
No, I would say more than TikToks. I'm like, she onto something here on this one. I would be like, Tana's onto something
like,
on this
Tana's
one.
Onto
no,
something.
For real.
Yeah.
And I feel like we both like noticed like such a maturity and change.
God,
like, what do you think that like, what like caused that? What do you feel like it was like a cause and effect? Like, do you feel like you were more problematic in the past and now you're like gotten better, maturity? Like what?
Definitely that I was more problematic. I was even just going through my TikToks the other day and got down to like 2020. Like, you know what I mean? 2021. I was airing motherfuckers out still then. Like I was, you know what I mean? I was just unhinged. And then eventually you learn the repercussions of that. You go to court a few times. You learn
Damn.
To shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. But life-wise, I mean, I never ever want to accredit anything to just like I was young, like because that's not what I mean. But I mean, like I didn't have life lessons on me at all. I grew up in I was very much for myself, fending for myself my whole life. Yep. You know, and I started this when I was like 15. So I think that it was.
I was
just
gonna ask you when you started because it's crazy. We were talking about we're like, oh my god, Tana threw this, and someone told me your age, and I was like, how the fuck does she go through that? And she's still that young. Yeah, like, when did she start?
I don't even, 14, 15. And I just feel like the first person to ever even try to like raise me and give me some sense and like morality and how to live life was my manager. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was like a lot of my growing up was very much just like at the forefront of the camera. So I feel like I had to learn every, and my brand, it's not like I was like showing my clothes or, you know, doing what I eat in a day. Like I was recording my whole life,
like intense,
and putting my whole life out there. And that's like once you blow up for that too, you can't really like regress that.
Go back to like putting on a lash and letting like, hey,
people will be like, no, tell us all about your relationship or whatever. Find out
about that.
So I just feel like I had to kind of make every mistake at the forefront of the world, learn and grow. And now I have, I mean, I'm still learning and growing. I'm sure I'll be able to handle this fucking year.
That's what we say too. We're like, we're not. Listen, we've grown, but like we're not perfect.
We're growing.
Yeah.
We're growing.
And we also just kind of in all of our cancellations, like canceled culture wasn't around for 3 years before we were a part of it. It wasn't around for 2 years before we were a part of it. It was like it was becoming
fresh.
The way that the world worked as we were being canceled. I'm sure
and
you
like
all
once people got a taste of it, it was like a taste of blood. Like they like once they got like I think it was like Lundor. Logan Paul with the Suicide Forest.
I think that's like what kind of Loki started
like,
a lot.
It was like the forefront of cancellation. Mm-hmm. He was like one of the first people to ever get really canceled on the YouTube. And then people just like.
And now Logan is, I love the word reformed right now. And he's like, he went
crime?
To prison.
Let's talk about but, crime.
Like, the Super Bowl commercial yesterday.
Hello.
I said, fuck.
I was like.
Yeah.
I know that costs a fucking money.
And I'm, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, everyone's still making mistakes in human, but I just mean, like, it's like he's back. At the time, people wanted him exonerated off the face of the earth. And we had to realize over time that that's, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure you all can remember, like, where you were the first time you were ever canceled because you thought your life was over, your checks were over. I was about to be on the corner.
We were on an island in Ibiza.
Oh, wow.
But
so brave.
On our time today, our flight back, we said,
this might be the last one.
The last flight I'll ever go ahead.
Yeah, 100%.
It was me, Nikita, and Gabriel Manny on the flight home.
Just silent.
Yeah. Like this.
Just silent. Absolutely.
No Wi-Fi on our phone. We didn't need it. We were just like.
Oh, yeah. Airplane mode to the gods. For no Wi-Fi.
But it really does feel like your life is ending in a way.
Yeah. Well, just because at the time, there was nothing to like look back on and be like, oh, this happened to this person.
They're fine.
Whatever. So then over time, I realized, you know, okay, I can still do this. It's just like I'm going to have to like grow and, you know,
you have to mature with it. Like every, I feel like every like traumatic moment I have or any drama I've been in, I've always taken something from it that like I could take into like my real life and apply it and be like, you know what, like I could have seen this differently. Or there's some times I'm like, y'all are wrong. Like 100%. You guys are completely wrong on this, and like you guys might see see it one way, but that's not what really happened. You guys will never know what
that's
really
true.
Happened. You know,
I look back at things that I like apologized for certain things. Like, no, there are certain things where I like obviously had to apologize and grow, but I was so stuck in the mindset where it was like, even just for years where you're like scared of the cancellation. Yeah. I look back now and I'm like, you should have sat down in front of that camera and said, fuck you. I didn't do this shit.
Totally.
I'm not this person.
I thought the same
I'm not sorry.
I wish I was way braver with certain aspects of certain drama that happened.
100%.
You know?
Yeah. And I mean, but that's just how it is.
Hindsight's 2020. Like, and I feel like now I feel like I'm a little bit more like, if I were to get into something crazy, I'm a little bit more like,
I'm gonna say what's on my mind. The real. Yeah.
Like I'm not gonna be like, like timid. Like I'm not. I'm just gonna be like, yo, this is what really fucking happened.
100%.
Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
So TanaCon 2, is it happening or not?
TanaCon 2.
We tried to get into TanaCon 1, first of all.
I'm so
sorry.
We
sure fucking did. Honestly, looking back, I'm like,
I think we're okay.
You know.
Manny goes, I can't remember. Everything is all blur to me because that was like so long ago. That was years and years and years ago. And he's like, let's go. And I'm like, okay, I'm down. And then people were like hoarding back over and they're like, don't do it.
And we go. And walk right back.
We're like, all right.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. Congratulations for you. Seriously, congratulations for you. Yeah, no one should have ever let that girl, that spiteful, angry at VidCon, young little girl, have a fucking convention. And it's crazy. I've gotten some offers to do it again. And
I feel like you could do it right, though.
To be honest with you, though, it's just like, I imagine the way it would be under a magnifying glass.
Totally.
And the era of time is so different. That, like, at the time, it was YouTube was
that
there.
Was the,
it
you
was
know?
The thing. Yeah.
And now it could be like a whole TikTok thing, but I don't need to be the one. You know, right. I don't need to be the one.
You saw how TikTok went down at VidCon, too.
Yeah, like, it's just
crumbs. It was crumbs. I mean, because VidCon is a YouTube era thing.
It's just a different thing.
And when YouTube is, like, not the era anymore, it kind of, like, took VidCon out of it.
Yeah, I don't want to say let her rest, you know, because I've said enough things. I was just talking about that. In my original,
let
like,
VidCon rest.
In my original, let her down. She's tired.
She's tired.
Oh, my God.
She's a tired girl.
I'm kidding. I hope for all the success of VidCon.
We wish you the best,
VidCon. I've said enough. Oh, my God. I can't even believe the videos I made back in the day at VidCon about TanaCon. I named the CEO personally and I said, like, fuck you. His whole full name. Like, shit like that. I just
by
look back
name.
And I'm like, who? Someone needed to take that SD card and fucking light that shit
on fire.
Absolutely. I can't even believe. Like, it's crazy.
I feel like you learn a lot of things, like, through the, like, it's like the whole growth aspect, right? It's like, yeah, it was a shitty decision and yeah, things that happened. But, like, let's say if you were to ever want to do it, it would be so different. Right now
it would,
I mean, and it wouldn't be out of spite, it would be like, I want to just have this fun experience.
Yeah, it taught me everything about never doing anything business wise or at the hands of affecting other people, especially because in my life that was definitely the one where it's like, I hate letting down my fans. They mean the fucking world to me. They're my everything. Like, I was my heart was broken in that regard. Yeah. And it taught me everything about not doing anything emotionally based and just vetting out people that you work with 10,000 times
totally.
Over
yeah.
I would do, you know, I would tour a podcast or I would do fun stuff like that. And,
for sure.
You know, a live event is great, but a convention with my name right there, I think we can put her to rest.
Got it.
For sure.
You guys heard it. First. You guys heard it here.
Putting TanaCon 2 to rest. She's seriously. Never coming back. Wait, so speaking of your podcast, just like added like to trail, because we were already going to ask about this.
Oh my God, we have so many people wanting, they're like, ask about our podcast. Ask about
so
our podcast.
So the podcast is no longer happening right now, but it's coming back.
It's coming back. We went on a little hiatus for some behind the scenes stuff. Mm-hmm. And I did a little Spotify show in the meantime and it was really fun. But the feeling, you guys know, the feeling of like just sitting down and podcasting and airing your shit out feels so amazing. You know what I mean? Even just like the tires. You're like, well, at least I can talk about this on the podcast. Like, and I love it. And we have missed it so much, Brooke and I. So we finally signed a new deal and the set and everything. So canceled. It should be back. It should be back. And I want to have you guys on. It should be back in the next like, month and a half.
Name. What a great name. We're the perfect guests.
Let's go.
We belong. We belong as guests on there.
And I just, I love it. I love canceled because it really, it's just fun. We get to play jokes on the all of the canceled culture within itself and just talk about our lives.
Like, I feel like because me and Laura will joke about it now, but we've been in it.
The people who are canceled are the least people that are scared to get canceled because they're like, how much worse? Because
they've been through hell.
How much worse can it get for, like, what else can you uncover? You know what I mean?
It's hard for me to be close with people who are just, like, terrified of it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm always there to just, like, it's not the end of the world. But, I go rogue. I love having the rogue guests on. But, honestly, it's funny that it's called canceled because it's not even like we really go. Like, it's not like I would sit you guys down and be like, so tell me about your I'm gonna be like gay son or thought daughter, like we're just talking about random
totally
I'm excited for sure.
That's so cool. I feel like it's podcasting has been like the most fun, like one of the most fun I've had doing with you.
It's by far the funnest like outlet. I like TikTok a lot, like because it's like so easy.
Yeah,
but I would say the podcast is like the best thing that I do.
Absolutely. The only good thing about the break is I've just from the podcast is I feel like I've definitely ruined less relationships and caused turmoil in my life. It was so bad at one point. Like because I was just giving
the podcast because
I was just giving
in.
Weekly relationship updates.
Period.
Like I was just,
people that they're like, we didn't even want you to talk about us
at all. Everyone would get like a fake name and then everyone would find out and there was just no. So I'm gonna do my best not to move like that's not true.
But you're not
actually
perfect.
That's not true.
A good ass show if you go on Tana's podcast. You're gonna hear it there.
I love it.
Okay, wait, we ask every single guest this question and it's random, but what would you do if you got $1 billion, write your tell-all book, I'm just kidding, $1 billion tax-free cashola. What are you buying?
I mean,
we don't want to hear about charity. We don't want to hear it.
We already know you're going to get charity.
don't do it. Don't go there.
Our first, like, no charity. We know you're going to give some charity.
We know you're going to give your family and charity. Yes. We want the good stuff.
Okay, I am, you know, I'll keep a little place here, but respectfully, I am the fuck out of LA.
Like, respectfully,
I would keep a place here because I like to be here. I love my friends here. I love to work here. But yeah. God, just imagine a ranch and a fucking horse and a fucking
just like living life, just chilling.
Yeah, like beachside chilling. Just I would love that. I love it here, but like I would love to have the fuck out of LA moment. I would everyone's getting exposed.
Like, who everyone fucking cares?
Everyone ever. And it's not even that I'm a resentful human. I just believe in speaking your truth. And I feel like people don't always, you know, shine light on the fact that it's like you can't always speak your truth in this, especially in this industry, in this world, because of powerful people and lawyers and whatever. Everyone's getting exposed. I'm going full justice warrior. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Because I can afford
who
to.
Who cares?
Who cares? You can defend yourself now.
Yeah. Absolute best lawyers in the world. Let's go.
You can get a different name.
100%.
You're going to know it's you.
Yep. 100%. Tana Musk. Immediately. No.
Someone get this girl $1 billion.
Right now. I would like to read the book personally.
I would like to read the book.
I don't know what else I would do.
I
really would do some charitable shit.
This was a very unique 100%. Answer. Most of the time we always get an jet. Item.
Yeah.
This was a good answer for us.
I like that.
And then obviously give back though. Like so much. Because I don't even know. I'm an emotional ass bitch.
It's also like, what would you even do? Like with, you know, no one needs $1 billion.
It's too much. That's absolutely why I get confused. My old people are still like working to make money. Like famous, like old people who have so much money.
I'm
like,
addicted to it. You're
addicted
to the work.
I do see myself being like that to an extent, though, because I can't be stagnant.
Yeah,
I'm the same way.
All. Like, I've become so obsessed with,
and, like earning
myself.
Money is, like, one of the best
absolutely
things. So it's, like,
100%. When you don't, like, come from it, it's, like, so you
like
almost
Bill
get a
Gates
high off of working.
And, like, 100%. Jeff Bezos. Why don't you just,
it's
like walk away now?
And I need to keep my motherfucking mind busy,
that's
too.
True.
If I'm bored,
I'll go
I'm
crazy
doing shit I shouldn't be doing.
Yeah,
right.
I'll go crazy.
Yes. If I'm bored, I'm getting messy with it. I'm making awful decisions. Like, just get you a computer out and type something out.
Yeah, okay? just write write something.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, answer an
write
email.
Tell all.
Answer an email before you text your ex. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, just, I gotta keep it busy up here because it's there's some demons.
Period. Okay, so the question that I had that I was curious about, I was like, is there anyone that you have like beef with, an issue with, anything like that, that you wish you could resolve?
I have to or, like, wonder do you regret about it almost? Too.
Right, I was like, or do you like regret it almost? I wonder that for myself
too. When you asked that, I was like,
I wonder the same thing. Question. No, I wonder the same thing. I'm like, do you have beef with someone that you wish you could like actually resolve it? And like, do you think you could reconcile?
No.
No, none.
Because I think anyone that I could have or in the past felt this way about, I either did or I would. Mm. And I don't even mean that in like a grudge holding petty way. I just think that there are certain people that I don't like. And the reasons I don't like them, in my opinion, are, you know, our morals don't align. Uh-huh. Or I don't think they're a good person, or I don't think we're a good fit as people. You know, sometimes in life, two people just aren't going to get along.
Absolutely.
And that's okay. And it's, you know what I mean? Harboring anger, harboring resentment, harboring all that type of stuff is not good. And you need to be able to forgive people and wish them the best.
Totally.
But sometimes a reconciliation is regression.
It's not necessary. It's
100%. And it's like, I felt that way about certain people, but as time did the thing and I did reconcile, you know, with like an ex or an ex close person in my life or whatever. But if I'm usually like, yo, fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah, like you're not going back.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, again, time may fix some of those over time, but they're just, there are certain
people. We have relationships too, and it's not that I have like, I'm angry or like, I don't even think about them. Like, it's done.
Same.
It's like, done, it's and I'm happy where it's at. Like, it's done, and we're in our own world, and that's with multiple people.
Yeah, there are some people where I can say it, like, I can look back and say, okay, us hating each other got out of hand.
Yeah.
It never had to go this far. Totally. And there's still people like that, but it's, I still wouldn't want them in my life. And I guess what's done is done. And not, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. No,
all too well. Because I feel like we both missed situations where it's like, you know, it didn't have to get to that point. It didn't have to get to that level. I don't want you in my life anymore. Mm-hmm. But like, it didn't need to get to this escalation. It's like, and honestly, wish you the best and like, wish you happiness.
But like, over there. There's a lot of people
over there.
But over there.
I wish happiness
way
over there.
Way the fuck over there. But yes.
I wish happiness in the distance.
Yeah.
But like, absolutely.
Because we're just not going to, we're never going to be able to be compatible.
Yeah, we're not
like,
compatible.
I have several friendships like that.
Yeah.
Where I've been good friends and it's like, you know, it is what it is. And like, that's honestly why I feel like maturing is though. That's what growing is. Like, you realize you're like, you know what?
Like, you don't like have a grudge. You're just like over it.
And out here is very crazy. Like, cause it's like, you'll film a couple videos with someone, or you'll be seen out in a photo, couple photos with them, or you're posting each other. And then, you know what I mean? In a normal life where there's not a lot of eyes on that,
you're still not close.
You just you could just move on and know it. But out here, it's like, you guys were best friends. What happened? It's like, no, you saw.
I didn't understand that. When I moved to LA, I started hanging out with a lot of different people, and I did not understand that every time I Snapchat was cool back then, all those people, I didn't realize that those were my best friends.
According to the world.
Because I'm like, bitch, I just went over to their apartment and like had a drink or hung out for a few nights. And like,
you realize over time, like, oh,
and then we didn't hang out anymore. It was like full on drama with multiple people. And I'm like, dude, like in a normal life, like these are just regular, like friends, acquaintance to me. Yeah. We're not that close.
Exactly. Exactly.
But the internet puts layers onto things. 100%. You know?
And sometimes it's just like, you know, things, people go their own ways.
And that's okay.
It's so chill.
And that's literally what maturity is. Like, you know what? That's life. And like, honestly, wish you the best, but
who goes through life and does not have one person they didn't get along with?
Yeah.
It's like, come on. Okay. Exactly. So I asked the audience to ask me questions. So these are like rapid fire. You can just quickly answer.
Okay, let's go.
Do you still have a stalker?
Yes.
And what the fuck?
Multiple, the fuck? Actually. Like from back in the day, and like, it's so funny because if I don't give an update, I'll get a tweet.
They want to know.
They want to know.
Yeah, I get tweeted all the time. You know what I mean? Like, so your stalker was faked. And I'm like, no, he just ain't doing shit. Hopefully he's at brunch right now.
Like, hopefully he's living his life.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right now.
Hopefully he got a little manicure. You're went to brunch. Hopefully you watched the big game yesterday.
Yeah, literally.
He's not checking on my windows or anything. That's dope. You know, so that has been pretty at bay for almost a year now. My OG sucker, I'm sure he'll come back around. I think we're gonna become friends.
They come in cycles.
No, it's a cycle.
But OnlyFans. I have a
question about. They asked like, how's OnlyFans?
Yeah, so OnlyFans. You know, the experience of OnlyFans is very much like, it's intimate. It's personal.
Yeah.
In the regard that it's like, And I don't even just mean in the regard of like risque photos or nudity. I mean in the regard of like talking to people and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like you're sending people like, good morning, I just woke up. Mm. I'm making breakfast. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And it's like people feel very close because it is. I'll answer anyone's fucking questions, everything. I don't put on the internet anywhere else. If I film a vlog and it's too rogue, it's going there. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's just a very... As if I could get any more like fucking honest and upfront and take that's really where it is.
Yeah.
And sometimes if someone's not well up there, they think they're dating you and they think they're close to you and they find your address and they send you gifts and they show up outside and they follow you places.
Tana?
I would freak the fuck out.
I would freak out.
Oh, yeah. 24/7 security at my house, always outside. No. And it's honest, but I don't want to bitch about it because it's a price I pay to, you know what I mean? Sure. Like, I'm not sitting here acting like OnlyFans didn't fucking keep the lights on. You know what I mean?
Period.
So it's the price that you
OnlyFans
definitely
pays for security as well.
For sure.
Covers the
for
security sure. bill as well.
Barely. No, I'm just kidding.
Subscribe.
Yeah.
But
it definitely, there are some crazies out there. There's one right now that's just.
And he's from OnlyFans.
He's from OnlyFans.
Has he showed up at
your talked
house?
About him. Yes, a lot. I've talked several houses. Like, we lived on this house. I'm like, in the hills against me. I'm not bitching. Thank you, OnlyFans. And he scaled the hill over our house one time and sent us photos of him with a knife outside of our house. Me and.
Why can't I see Tana just going back to sleep?
Like, dead ass.
I'm not doing this with
dead ass.
Oh, John.
Dead
ass.
That's so fucking funny. What was I going to say? He's also my best friend, Ashley. We do like a lot of our stuff together, our content together. We launched our OnlyFans the other years ago, so he stalks both of us. And he would like find all of our low-key restaurants. We'd go out here and send us photos from across the street and shit, sending me like tahini and chamoy candy, all this stuff at my doorstep, like shit I like. I'm like, this is my
You're
favorite
like,
food.
You're
I ain't gonna eat it.
No, I remember he sent gallons. I mean gallons, like milk jug gallons of chamoy to my house one time because I said I like chamoy on something. And my ex, everyone was there at the time, and I see it and I immediately know. I was like, this is my stalker. Everyone was like, Tana, you've lost your mind. Like, you ordered this high as fuck. You ordered all this chamoy and you forgot. And I was like, no, I know it's him. I end up finding a message and like proving it. And everyone's like, what? You know what I mean? Like, wow, how'd you know that? But it's crazy because it's like the police, especially in Los Angeles, 911, what's your emergency? There's so much chamoy at my door.
Yeah, they don't care.
They're not coming.
Yeah, they don't care.
Unless there's an armed robber. There's a woman who called the police because someone's breaking in their house and they were showed up like, does he have a weapon on him? She was like, see one. And they're like, yeah, we're not coming to that.
Absolutely. They just, So it's a fun ongoing thing. But
okay, I have a good question for you that the people want to know. What is the most proud thing that you've done for yourself?
Wow.
That's cute.
That's a
shit. I'm like, are we gonna cry?
That's a really
you just talked about, well, I don't want to give your own answer. So you
I guess for me now and in life, it's I guess maybe making hard decisions in my career, like having to remove people from my life that, you know what I mean, that I loved, but it was toxic, making decisions for myself.
That's hard.
For me, that really is it. Like, I can look back now at the way I was brought up and just life and like making healthy, whether it's mentally or physically healthy decisions for myself and just choosing to be happy and fighting dark battles like addiction and depression in this world. Mm-hmm. So I don't, for me, it's that. I never want it to be some materialistic thing. I just,
that's awesome.
Just doing me for me.
People love to
corny
hear that.
I love that.
I know nothing about your relationship with Bryce Hall. I barely know who Bryce Hall is, but what is your relationship with Bryce Hall and why are people asking that?
I don't know why people are asking that. He's one of my
just like
good
a friend.
Friends.
You probably shown on the internet with them. So it's like, what's going on?
We have a wild history. We had a crazy online internet beef at one point. We were trying to just ruin each other's lives on the internet
what
for a couple months.
Planned or like
not planned together.
Oh, like
no.
You were actually like,
we, yeah.
Fuck
oh yeah.
You.
We did not know this. And then Bryce grew up a lot and we became good friends.
Like
and we like to make our funny videos, I guess, where people might think it's like, but he's like a bro. I was just at his house the other night playing poker and it was wholesome and sweet. Like, I love him. He's sweet.
Every time I've seen Bryce, like in person, he's so nice so sweet to me.
He's
and
so
like,
nice.
Sometimes, like, especially as like a gay person who like glams, like, when I see a bro-y person, a lot of times I'm not the most like inclined to want to talk to them because I don't want to feel like I'm going to be like judged or like just like that weird energy. There's like a weird vibe.
It's one way or the other.
It's literally one way or the other. You're going to be super cool, understanding. You're going to be like,
the worst.
Like, yeah. What, very that. So I'm like, yeah. Every time I've had an interaction with him, it's been so pleasant.
Yeah.
That I was like, this was lovely.
He is a very accepting person. And I've always like said that and respected that. Cause I roll deep with my girls and my gays. I 100%. Go everywhere with my 10 best friends. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And most of them are a part of the LGBTQIA plus community.
And if I,
yep. You know what I mean? If I'm friends with a guy and I bring my friends around and their energy doesn't check out, you're out. Like I just can't do it. And he is very accepting, and now he's in his funny era. You know, I feel like he needed to have that Austin McBroom moment.
Oh,
and he accredited to a mushroom trip. He apparently had a mushroom trip that changed everything.
It wasn't Austin, I swear.
Yeah,
it wasn't Austin. Yeah, it was the shrooms.
Whatever it was, Bryce is thriving.
That's awesome.
I love
Team Bryce on God.
Team Bryce on God. Forever.
Even the paparazzi out here.
I can't. Oh, that was so.
I fucking said that for a week.
You have to.
No, it was like
that. We paying homage to our conversation earlier about exactly like being able to take a joke and be a meme 100%. And like whatever. Like it was so fucking funny.
It was hilarious. So
that was my favorite thing ever too.
Like
why?
On God.
And I was sober.
No, you were.
You were sober.
Like no, you were in it. You're like, this is me.
Yeah, that was my answer to everything for a week. Team Bryce on God.
100%. And I still say on God. I've always said on God to like everything. And now it's so fucking annoying. Like, especially really during that era, I had to stop myself so much. I was just like, this is so awful and embarrassing. But I loved the free press. Honestly.
Oh, fantastic. And it was good press.
That's good press.
Being a meme, lovely. Highly recommend.
Good press.
Highly lovely. Recommend.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
We're working
on it. Laughing stock, great for the bills.
What is your relationship real with Jake Paul?
Fuck. For me, I mean, okay. I can't speak for Jake. That's one thing that I won't want to do. Mm-hmm. I mean,
but for you, it was.
I mean, no. Here's the thing: we got fake fucking married for the world. I mean, I cared about him very much, and we were great friends,
totally.
And like loved him to death, and had so much fun, and learned so much, and. That era was just fucking
a whirlwind.
It was fun to watch. As a viewer, we were like,
okay.
You know, for the most part, it was very fun to be
honestly,
in.
It kind of made sense.
It taught, yeah, I think
so.
We
were like,
we
in that
were
era?
Nuts. You know what I mean? And I had so much fucking fun. I loved vlogging everything. I loved all of that. Wedding, a little much. Could have maybe chilled out on that.
Right.
But I don't know. I feel like it was kind of iconic.
To me, looking back, I'm like, damn, that was like iconic.
Yeah, it taught me a lot about, you know, life in this world and putting things on the internet and not putting things on the internet and meshing your real thoughts and emotions with shit you're putting out there on the internet and stuff and just all that kind of stuff. So I wouldn't change it.
Like it bleeds together.
Awesome. You know what I mean?
Because you're like, okay, well, is this for the cameras or is it for real?
Yeah.
It becomes like a weird thing.
For sure. You really like... It does something to your brain when you blur lines of that. But just with anything with the internet,
literally.
Even when you're filming your best friendships.
Our friendships even have been blurred like between 100%. Like the internet.
Absolutely.
And people have even asked us like, do you guys hang out in real life like offline?
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, we do.
Yeah,
like, we really are friends.
Yeah.
For real. But
and it's crazy like when you mix work with anything like that. Like even just like if Brooke and I had a podcast, but we fought the day before. It's like you still have to show up, you know?
Yep. Totally.
And it's just mixed. The two things it taught me a lot about knowing how to do that like properly.
Yeah.
And
professionally.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And just to protect yourself as well. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Last question. This one's for me, but someone else ask it. Do you like Dr. Pepper? I'll kick your ass out. I'm just kidding.
I like Dr. Pepper.
Do not tell me you're not a soda drinker. That would be off brand for you.
You don't drink soda.
I love an unsweetened iced tea or
what
a water or a
fuck?
Coffee or when I'm not on a cleanse, any alcoholic beverage.
Okay.
Baja Blast soda from Taco Bell.
There it is.
Does
it gets
hold
you
a
going.
Special place. I love it.
It excites you.
Out of all of them,
where
I would go
from?
Pepsi.
Okay.
Ooh.
Coke,
Pepsi
Dr. Pepper.
To start.
Yeah.
That's
damn,
dark.
Damn, that's dark.
Yeah, but
that's
I also think I have some unresolved trauma with Dr. Pepper that we won't get into.
Okay, that's that's a different time.
We're going to table that.
Yeah, we're going to table that. Because as a Dr.
Trigger.
Pepper spokeswoman here, we're going to have to table that.
Yeah, so
I just got a sponsorship from them, by the way.
Did you?
I can't, and
when I say I can't imagine the feeling, I mean I will probably never ever have the feeling of receiving a sponsorship from one of my favorite brands. Like, absolutely ever. It's right now I'm obsessed with Panera Bread. They're like, they have this stuff called charged lemonade. It's like 5 cups of coffee in 1 cup of this lemonade. Period. The first time I drank it, I was like, oh, this is meth. I'm addicted. I'm obsessed, whatever. And I'll post it and like tag Panera Bread and they'll like heart it and stuff. And I'm like, that's anyways, as far as it's going to get.
No, yeah. Dr. Pepper's been hearting my shit for eight years. 8 fucking years. And last week they gave me a sponsorship.
I am so happy
so
for you.
Kamara, so Panera could put, thank you.
That's your peak, honestly.
That should be my peak.
It can even be more on brand. Like, I hope Plan B comes around for
honestly,
me.
Honestly, anything.
Yeah.
Literally any sponsorship
actually would just be great. Just anything at lovely. This point.
Yeah. Oh my God, Tana, it's been so much having you.
Oh my God.
Literally, thank you so much for coming.
No, we had so much fun. Like,
thank you for having me.
We knew you were going to be a great guest.
Mm-hmm. You guys are just, you're goated. I've always had the utmost respect for you. I think you both are hilarious and so sweet. We need to do more. We need to do something else. 100.
Remember, like, I ran into you at dinner and you're like, dude, let's fucking like do something. And I'm like, we love your friends too. Something. We love Lila. We love Amari. I'm like, we like your friends.
So my friends are the best. They are like, they keep me going. Like, we all need to do something and have fun. 100%. And even something for the internet. We've never done I'm down to dip my toes in the water of the makeup world. Like, I'm down.
We each glide beside her, Tana.
I love it.
That's so cute.
Like, we should do something fun. Maybe a little bring back an OG YouTube energy and expose everyone to.
That could be good. Exposing the whole internet, or eat it with Tana. Oh, those are so fun.
Love it.
A truth or eat it. She ain't gonna eat anything. She's gonna be like,
That really is a problem whenever I film anything like that, like truth or drink. I'm like, I want to get drunk, but fuck.
You're like,
But thank you guys for having me.
No, thank you. And we're going to, of course, everyone's gonna, like, everything's going to be linked down below.
Check her out, you guys. If you don't know where to find Tana, where have you been?
Literally. I'm probably at your local jail.
I'm dead.
But thank you so much for coming. We love you so much.
We love you.
And thank you for coming. We love you. Woo. And we'll see you guys in next week's episode.
Bye, guys.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.